You're listening to Through the Funnel, where we demystify classical Chinese medicine. I'm your host, Mallory Jaimo, and this is episode number 9. Hi, welcome. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you one of my favorite daily practices that I've been using for several years now, almost 10 years. This practice is going to help those who feel stressed, overwhelmed, feel as though they don't have enough time, and can't turn their brain off. This practice is one that will also help you to feel more calm, more in control, more prepared, and more organized. I know that sounds like a lot and kind of a big process to take yourself through, but this is actually really simple. What we're going to be doing with this practice is working with our mind, working with our thoughts. If you are a patient of mine, you're familiar with the term that I use called thought work. And what this term simply means is that we're going to be working with your thoughts. Your thoughts do not happen to you. You have control over your brain. You can choose the thoughts that you want to have. You can delete and disregard the thoughts that don't serve you. And you can shape your thoughts to be thoughts that are serving and more helpful. The brain is a powerful tool. It's one of my absolute favorite topics, the brain, neurology, and the nervous system. And where it all starts is with you taking control and knowing that you can make a change. The topic of this podcast really says it all. I'm going to be sharing with you the practice of transitional moments. Transitional moments are when you move from one place to the next. So it's that space between events. Some examples of this are going to be a door, going from one place into your car. So your car is a transition, and then going to another. Another transition is if you are at your desk and you're working on one project, you're finishing that up, then you have some space between, literally not in time, but in from going one window to the next. That's also a transitional moment. So that's where you say, okay, I'm going from this project to that next project. And that's the space between those projects. It's the same thing. Okay, I'm going to vacuum and then I'm going to clean the stove. The space between vacuuming and cleaning the stove is your transitional moment. I'm going to talk about how valuable these transitional moments are and what you can do during these transitional moments. First, let me just share with you why these transitional moments are so precious and personal to me. When I was in graduate school for Chinese medicine, we were in a class where the instructor was giving us very realistic scenarios that had to do with being in a clinical setting. And she said to us, I want everybody to close their eyes and just think about what it's going to be like to move from room to room, seeing different patients, people with different personalities, different ailments, different energy, and that you're going to be physically in a different space. So not every room is going to look the same. While I sat there thinking about this, I couldn't help think about a chameleon. And chameleons are easily adaptable to their environment. They do this out of safety, but they do this out of their own comfort. So what my instructor was wanting us to do was asking us to say, you're going to be changing your environment. How do you want to adapt to it? How are you going to show up for that next person and that next appointment? While I was thinking about this a chameleon, I was thinking about how impactful it would be for me to shift and take a moment going from appointment to appointment and person to person. And the first thing that came to mind, and my instructor said this too, is that when you go between doors, take a moment, slow down, get a breath, and then go into that next room. Well, for me, I specifically was thinking about the seconds that I had to leave where I was going, take a second to be where I am in the hallway before entering that next room, and then have another second to be able to go into the next patient. That was a very quick transition. However, that is the key there. It is a transition. It is a transitional moment that allows us to reflect on where we were, think about where we are, and then also think about and have a plan for where we want to go. This practice and what my instructor had asked us to do really got me thinking and set me up for success, not only in the clinic, but also in my day-to-day and how I move from one thing to the next. To have that mark in my day, several times in my day, where I can pause, reflect, and then go has become extremely valuable to centering myself and being more present with my day, in addition to what I said before, feeling more in control, feeling calm, and feeling prepared. I know there are going to be some people out there listening right now just thinking, Mallory, I don't have time to do this. This just seems like too much. There are no transitional moments in my life. Well, my friend, you are wrong. There are transitional moments. We just have to be aware enough to see them. And if you're someone who's making this statement, then you really need to put these transitional moments into your day. You don't have to do it every single time that you see a transitional moment, but it's going to be extremely helpful when you feel your nervous system charging up. You feel that anxiety, you feel the restlessness, you feel the buzzing. This is going to help you to say to your nervous system, to your brain, whoa, 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 slow down, time out. I'm the one in control here. Let me help you and soothe you so that you know what's going on from everything that's happening around us and where my brain is going in the future. I promise you, this is something that you're going to see the immediate effects of. It's not a skill that takes a long time to develop, but it is a skill that you're going to want to put some time into. While you are in your transitional moment, this is what I'm going to recommend doing. So get into your moment and have a piece of paper that you can write on or have a specific designated notepad in your phone. Sit down and simply reflect on where you were. Where you were, what needs to be done. Send those 2-second text messages. Send that email that just popped in your brain. Write down anything that you want to remember, you want to compliment yourself on, anything that needs to be done, just any notes about where you were. Then I want you to take a moment and think about where you are. So you're leaving that space and you're moving into another space. We all wear multiple hats. So you're going to have to take one hat off and put another hat on. So visually see yourself taking that hat off, going from mom to entrepreneur, going from husband to person who takes care of the yard and cuts the lawn, spending time by yourself, whatever it is, take a moment to acknowledge going from there, I'm leaving that, I'm done with it, I can get back to it. Right now I'm here. And just take a couple deep breaths. Just acknowledge the present moment. Look around, take in your environment, sit back, relax. This isn't something that needs to be 10 minutes. It can be done in 60 seconds. It can be done in 5 minutes, just depending on how much time you have. After you acknowledge the present moment, then think about where you're going. So as I mentioned, you're gonna take one hat off and you're gonna put another hat on. So what is expected of you? What characteristics, what personality of yourself? What is the chameleon that you need to turn into to best serve yourself and those who are going to be in the environment that you're in? So an example within my personal life is I will do this when I'm leaving the clinic and I will do it in my car. So I'm not gonna do it in the clinic because my brain is just going to go in 100 different directions when I'm there. When I'm in my car, it's a very neutral space. So there's not a lot of distractions. and I can tell my brain what I want it to do. So I'll think about what needed to be done, what I kind of left behind, especially if I just, it was a nice day and I wanted to get into the sun. Then I'll take a few moments just to take a deep breath, acknowledge the work that happened, kind of say to myself, okay, Mallory, we're done with that. We're going to leave that aside until XYZ time and date, and then I'm going to acknowledge where I'm going. So let's just say I'm going home and I'm going to think about the things that need to be done when I got home. I'm going to think about the people and the things that are going to be there. I'm going to acknowledge, plan for any errands that I need to do as well. And then that's it. Then I'm going to go and execute. Now, here's the thing. If you are then driving or you're moving into your transitional moment, let's say you go from one project to the next project and you're like, oh no, and your brain remembers something else, write it down. We are meant to be empty vessels. So writing, getting things on paper, connecting pen to paper, putting things into a document on your phone or in your computer, get them out of your body and onto the physical reality. Because once they're in reality, your brain's going to go, oh, if I ever need that again, it's right there. I know exactly where it is. So even though these transitional moments are there to start and initiate this process, we also know that our brain is going to get pings on things that happened just then or things that were in the present moment during our transitional moment. So take advantage of it as soon as the thought comes up, get it out of your brain. Let me share a specific transitional moment with you so that you can see how this works. About 2 years ago, I got my cat Felix, and for whatever reason, during the time when I got him, I was not doing my transitional moment. So I would just go from one thing to the next, zip, zip around, and felt really a lot of movement in my body of, okay, I got to do this, I got to go there, you know how it is. Well, the thing with Felix is when I got home, when I first got him and we were adapting to one another and he was trying to understand my routines, the minute I would open the door, this cat would be right on the countertop by the door screeching at me. I mean, just meowing at the top of his lungs. So I'd give him some pets and then I'd go around my house doing the things that I need to do, prioritizing myself first. Well, this cat was following me around screaming at me still, and I was just getting really frustrated because I didn't understand what he wanted. I mean, their needs are so minimal, pets and food and snacks and treats. So I would feed him, he would quiet down, and then he would just start back up again. This really got me irritated every single day when I came home. I just kept thinking to myself, like, oh my God, I got to deal with this cat. Like, what did I do? Why did I get this cat? Well, one day I was leaving work and I got in my car and I was thinking about him, just like how awful this has been for me and for him. And it dawned on me, Mallory, you haven't been doing your transitional moments. So I pulled over, stopped, and got out my pen and paper. I think at the time I was putting notes in my phone, and I said, all right, let me just think about where I was. Let me just write everything down from work, stuff that I want to remember, things that I want to do at home, do my reflection, take a minute to pause, and then take a minute to think about the situation that I'm going into. It was not okay with Felix that I came into the house and ignored his needs. So this time it was going to be different. I was going to come home. I was going to put my stuff down. I was going to pet him. I was going to feed him. I was going to make sure that he was okay. And then I was going to go do the things that I needed to do. I'm sure my new parents really can relate to this because you have to show up for your newborn child. I mean, your needs really come second. And this is kind of what it felt like adapting and being with a new animal in my house. He was not comfortable with it yet. He didn't know what was going on. He didn't know my routines and he didn't know what to expect. So I needed to start setting those expectations just like you need to set them with anything, with a new kid, a new employee, new situation. Even if you have new plants in your house, they're going to want to be fed on a regular basis. The moment that I decided to shift my routines and patterns, that's when everything changed between me and Felix. He was able to understand that his needs were going to get met and that he didn't need to scream at me and beg to get them. The solution to my problem came about all because of my transitional moment, all because I decided to stop and think and use my prefrontal cortex to decide what was going to happen and what needed to happen and how I was going to make the situation work best for both of us, because essentially I'm in the one in control and he just needs to know what to expect and what's going to happen. These transitional moments are extremely simple. Anyone can do them. It's something that I highly recommend teaching to your kids so that they can start to become familiar with their breaks in their day. Children are so young, they're so active, they've got a lot of energy. And instead of just like having them go up, 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 up as the day goes on and then try to get them to calm down and crash at the end of the night, teaching them like, hey, you can go up and you can go down, you can take a pause, you can have a snack, you know, you can go back up again, and then we take a little break, and showing them how to self-regulate their nervous system in this way is going to prepare them for when they get into real life and into more of an adult-natured environment. Try it out. You guys know what I always say. You can listen to these podcasts, but unless you take action, that's where you're going to start to see these results. I know that life gets chaotic and is extremely demanding, but when you start training your brain to do what you want it to do and to be used how is best for you and your executive functioning, you are going to have such a high level of success in your own personal life that it's going to self-regulate your nervous system. You're going to feel calm. You're going to feel more present. And out of all this is going to come a lot of joy. I felt extreme happiness and pride once I was able to say, oh my gosh, I know how to get through this situation with Felix. I know how to help us both. Don't wait. Try these transitional moments. Make them a part of your day. Thank you for listening to Through the Funnel. If you enjoyed this topic and want more, check out my Level 1 Thought Work class. We dive deep into how to take control of your thoughts, decrease rumination, self-criticism, and get unstuck. To join, visit sourcemedicinalarts.com/classes, and I will see you on the inside.